favorite for the most part.
Raw and SmackDown, which were allowed in store for the XFL.
Brad, if that happens, then what took place yesterday would make sense. Brad, if what you're saying is that there's going to be some kind of power struggle and it starts before WrestleMania 35, you know what? Then I'm all in. But let's see if that actually happens, because what I had a problem with is that Triple H talked out of both sides of his mouth to open up Monday Night Raw and then not really talk about Elimination Chamber. But Brad, I think that's an excellent phone call, and maybe that does happen. Bullies hinted at that as well, Mark. If there's a power struggle between Triple H and Stephanie and Vince McMahon, that's something that interests me moving forward. But again, let's not get crazy with it, because I talk about MME, McMahon Entertainment. I don't want the McMahons too involved on what's going on.
Well, we know who's
going
to win that one.
It's going to be Vince.
It's going to be Vince.
Yeah, so you got to be careful when it comes to the boss, and the boss is still Vince McMahon. Let's go out to Mike in Connecticut.
What's up, everybody? It's the Chainsmokers here with the YouTube Electro 15. super pumped about this week's show because we've got 15 amazing songs on it. We're also coming off hot for the week of Grammys. I want to give a special shout out to Diplo and Justice, who represent the dance categories as far as winning. Also, a bunch of our friends won awards, which is great, like Dua Lipa, who won Best New Artist, which is super exciting. I actually, to be honest, didn't watch the Grammys. Not because I have any problem with it, I think it's a great show, but we were out in Wyoming, writing music, hanging. I feel like the perspective is, if you're not nominated,
I think this is a weird song to play on your grunge station. Anthem. I don't recommend it.
I think technically it's actually happening right now, but you can't see it in most places. But tonight it'll still be, you know, big enough or whatever. It is a super moon, but they're calling it the super snow
tomb stuff. Yeah, the tomb. Yeah, that tomb stuff is real.
Comes up with this nonsense. I'm just passing it along.
That tomb stuff is real rough. That's a real rough spot in the campaign to put a thing that basically says like, hey, don't. How about you do all this like busy work stuff with no. Story in it at all. It's wild that they made some choices with that game that wow. And it plays the same at level 21 as it does at level 1. Like, the guns are identical. The powers are the same. It's not like you're getting new shit. You see, like, I feel like I saw every single ability with my starting suit in the first hour. And then eventually unlocked another suit and saw those. And then unlocked a third suit and saw those. Did not unlock the fourth suit. You gotta be level 26. And, It's shocking in just how poor of a like loot experience it is. And the combo system is, you know, it's just like, okay, hit this button, then hit this button, and then with the cooldowns reset, do it again. There's just nothing to it. Hovering is useful for precisely one enemy that has a shield that he holds up in front of him. The combat is just not fun. It's just not a good game. It is, at times, a very nice-looking game, but it is not a good game. Then you get into, like, the issues it has, like, performance-wise, you know, like, the other stuff going on with it, like, in terms of network stuff of, like, oh, sometimes you join a mission and you join it just after the introductory cutscene is taking place because you're jumping into other players who started before you or loaded in faster than you, and so you just start in and you have to just go. Or sometimes you launch and, like, it takes 20 seconds between lines of dialogue because the next line of dialogue is the one that updates your HUD with where you're supposed to go, and for whatever reason that doesn't happen. Like, sometimes enemies just don't respond, almost like they're lagging out. Like, it's like they made a co-op four-player shooter with, like, 2005-era MMO technology. Like, everything feels a second too late. Which, if you were just monitoring cooldowns and pushing keys on a keyboard in a proper MMO, you might not notice. But in a shooter, you're like, why does all of this feel like it's taking too long to activate? Like, by the time these enemies have started moving in my direction to try to fight me, I've killed them. Like, it's a weird thing where some of it feels server-side, some of it feels client-side. So some of it feels too fast for the server-side stuff, and the server-side's too slow for the client-side stuff. Like, whatever it is, it's... fundamental issues with that experience that a patch is not going to be able to fix. They'll be able to ease things up a little bit, but unless that patch is coming with, like, a fucking dramatically different video game and, like, a bunch of different weapons and weapon effects and, you know, like, hey, we decided to make these abilities look different as you level up, so at least you feel like you're doing something more powerful than shooting these flimsy little ice darts or whatever the fuck, you know? It's like supremely underwhelming. Like, fucking wow. Thank you.
going to be that emotional moment when they're both holding on to those championship titles, tears coming down their eyes, because that was a true, real emotional moment on Sunday.
Yeah, and without a doubt, they put on a performance that was worthy of the spot that they were in. Everybody knew when you start something, you have to be high energy, and that match was high energy from every pod that opened, the anticipation, the build for who came out next was it rivaled the Royal Rumble as far as, you know, you get to the countdown phase. And I mean, just to be able to sit there and watch it was awe-inspiring.
Yeah, and I actually asked the question on our Twitter at Busted Open Radio and on our Facebook page about, you know, your favorite moments in Elimination Chamber history. And there hasn't been a ton, but they had quite a few on Sunday. And whether it was the women's tag match to start the show or the men's Elimination Chamber match, you can make a case, especially the way that show ended on Sunday, that that might have been one of the best Elimination Chamber matches of all time.
I think it was. I mean, I would be partial to the ones that I was in.
Of course.
But my memories of the Elimination Chamber are not fond ones. Because Chris Jericho and Jack Swagger handed me my ass. And it was both times that I feel like I had my best showings out of the three or four times that I was in the chamber. I got hurt. I had to have surgery on my knee, and I hurt my back. So, I mean, it's unforgiving. I'm so glad that they actually put padding on the outside, because that's the thing that I was worried about with women.
Out of all these friends and lovers, I'm
weekend. And I am so happy not to hear any bad news coming out of Charlotte. God knows we will still be getting up bad news from areas we don't expect. But everyone had a good time there. Congratulations to Team LeBron. I was going with Team Giannis, but it seems like LeBron's got a pretty good eye for talent. Yeah.
Looks like a hurricane. Is it time for you to jump into the next tree? Change of head, make a set. I can see your heart change. Light up. No warning, your turn is coming up. You feel lazy, but stop the fantasies and bubble bus. If you need a here, go for it. I will teach you how to feel if they're supposed to. You connect it all.
Talking about the romance stuff, I mean, like, I don't think you could, well, like, you never see your character because all the story stuff happens in first person. So, like, even the idea of, like, a romance option and stuff, like, it doesn't, it's not the same thing as the other games BioWare has made. Because of that stuff, you know, it doesn't, like, your character matters way, way, way less because you never see her or him. Like, you pick a face, which I think the only time I saw it after picking it was there was one loading into mission cutscene little thing that showed, like, the helmet closing up around her face. And just calls you Freelancer, like you don't have a name. It's a fucking bizarre game. Like, you know, that game had skill trees at one point, like not that long ago, when they were showing some kind of alpha, you know, that had like, hey, spend these points on a tree, and it's just, stuff's just gone. Like, they're out there on Reddit going like, oh yeah, we think that's important. We might bring that, but, you know, we're talking about bringing something like that back. It just wasn't, you know, in that form it wasn't working. But, you know, we want to do it. Like, okay, let me get this straight. You made a 20-hour game. And now at some point you're like, we might put a skill tree in it. I get that, you know, there'll be more content for it. But what, are you going to be like, oh, well, you're level 30, so here's all the skill points. And we raised the level cap, I guess. I don't know. Like, what? The fuck? Which I don't blame.
This is like a proper festival. I'm really excited to go play. And then we're heading.
I think that, you know, the biggest knock against it is that it's a loot game with no loot, or it's a loot game with like very, where all the loot is the same, and, you know, the stat bonuses you get on higher tier items are not worth paying attention to, because it's like, I have 8% more ammo for this type of weapon. Like, you'll pick up a machine gun that gives you more damage with assault rifles. And you can equip two weapons, so, you know, there's a way to make that work, but it's just, like, fucking dumb. Like, it's just fucking dumb. So, like, at that point, like, one of... You know, there are a few types of each weapon, right? So it's like, oh, there are three pistols and three... I want to say it's like There might actually be exactly three of every type of weapon now that I think about it, but... You know, it's like, here's the assault rifle that is the balanced one. Here's the one that's rate of fire. Here's the one that's like three-shot burst. Here's the LMG that is the balanced version. Here's the rate of fire one. Here's the slow but more powerful one. And then here's a, you know, here's some, you know, affixed bonuses of like 1% to ice damage. It's like, all right, fucking with baseline equipment, everything fucking dies in one hit on normal and hard. Or, well, okay, that's exaggerating, but, like, I was one-shotting damn near everything with, like, melee attacks. Unless they've got shields, which shields nullify most of your abilities. Unless there's, you know, maybe there's one ability in there somewhere that is specifically for shields, but, like, that didn't feel like the combo. It didn't feel like, I'm gonna hit you with my shield shit and then my health shit. It was like, I'm gonna hit you with electricity and then hit you with fire and then it makes a noise and says combo. Like, it just... It's all over the place. It's fucking... It is a waste of time. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I played through that thing and know. Because people were getting this real fucking weird attitude about this game. About like, well, if you do that, you're just playing it wrong. Like, no. No, I'm not. There's not. There's barely anything here. Like, tactically... Also, the rarity of the items is tied to your level, which is like the most fucking backwards fucking thing for a loot, like level 1 to, you know, 5, you're getting basic items, you know, I got maybe getting some of the numbers not quite right, but like at some point you're like, oh, all these items are now uncommon. because I leveled up, and now, like, all, everything that's, like, level 7, with, like, rare exception, is gonna be uncommon, except for some common items. And then as you level up and get more powerful, suddenly it's like, oh, now, like, more rares are dropping, and now it's almost all rares. Because I'm in the level range of rares, whatever the fuck that means. And now I'm getting, now at like level 21 or 22, wherever the fuck I ended up, like now I'm getting, what is it? The next tier up. Epic, I think it is. Like, okay, now I'm getting a bunch of rare items and like a couple of epic items as drops every mission. And that's not what those words mean. Well, epic doesn't mean anything. But, you know, uncommon and rare, like that, you know. But it doesn't work on some kind of percentage drop rate. It's just like, oh, what level are you? Okay, these items are green. You're green. Actually, literally, you are green. Because, it, you know, as you equip loot, your number goes up. And as your number fills a bar, you go from, like, uncommon storm to rare storm. It's a bad game. Like, it's a loot game that feels like it was like made by people that don't know what those are. Like the looks of the suits, for whatever that's worth. They're nice looking. The animation when the interceptor goes into flight and does a little backflip is kind of cool. You're like, alright, that's neat. But fuck, man. What the fuck happened? Zone, really, you know, it's just, here's the area, and so I think the thing I said when we recorded that video is like, oh, well, you know, like, oh, they sure do have you, they sure do put all these waterfalls everywhere so you can keep flying. I wonder if that just means the entire game's been coded in that stuff, like, you get to other areas, and it turns out you don't get to other areas. I guess there are areas that are drier than that, but it's a really small fucking game. And then the thing, you know, like the, there's a post-credits thing that is just like, hey, here's the thing you're going to be fighting in the next expansion. Here's the types of enemies you will face. All right, bye. With, like, very little in terms of conclusion to the, you know, like, the last mission of that game is nothing. The last mission of that game is you. Well, I won't, you know, whatever, I won't get specific with it, but I guess, but the last mission of that game is you shoot at a thing until it fucking dies, and it does not take long, and it is not difficult, just like the rest of the game. Like, there's just kind of nothing going on in Anthem. There's just... Oh yeah, no, that's yes. Destiny 1 at launch was a significantly better game than this. Like, yes, that's not even a... I'll see you later.